Hashem, we won't begin the sugya till next week. I'd like to read through the first mishnah now. It helps get a little bit of a grip on the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Masechta begins with the din of Erev. Now, just to understand the difference, the mishnah starts off with a double lashon of Erev and Gor. Noivim to be Gor. There's a fundamental difference that everybody understands, it's elementary, between Erev and Gor. But the question is if there's anything deeper than that. Fundamental difference between Erechin and the Torah is that Erechin has an assessed value. The Torah gave a certain shear, what a person is, what's called worth in the Erechin era, from 30 days to this age, 50. And each age, each category, has a different value of halach. Just put one unplugged in. I feel like I'm going to get electrocuted. Anyway, so Lamaisa, so there's different categories as far as Shavuos is concerned by Erechin. There's no objective value. There's a conceptual value. When you say a neder, then you're referring to an objective value. So you're saying, domi olai. So now we have to evaluate you. Even that's not simple. How do we evaluate? You will see it's a shaila and a rishonim, what it means. But so clearly there's a different evaluation system. But that we can all understand, that could still be value-based. In other words, just like in the finance industry, you can have different evaluations. You could have the same stock that for this person has this evaluation. They give their own, they base it on one evaluation for one category of people, they base it on another evaluation for other. It's still a value issue. We're still talking about value. So the real question is Erechin also like Nedarim? There's just a different evaluation system. It's also the same thing. What you're really doing is saying, I want to give this person's value to Hegdish. But instead of using the slave market, which would be the way to determine the value when you're talking about Nedarim, I'm going to use the Erechin market. It's a different market. I'm going to use this market, the Erechin market. But it's also the same thing. It's also a nether type system. Or, the other way to look at it is, it may be a totally different channel. When you say Erechi Alai or Erkei Alai, it's a totally different system. So it's actually The fact that there's a different evaluation is really just an outcome of the fact that the whole neder is a different kind of neder. It's not that, you know, it's the same thing, but since you chose the Erechin package, so we use this type of evaluation. And we use a neder, we chose this type of evaluation. It's a different concept altogether. And Memelet is a different way to determine what you owe. So that's what the Mishnah starts off with. Hakol ma'arichim v'nerochim. Anybody can be marich something, simply speaking, whether it's themselves or somebody else, or even an object. Or noidrim v'nidorim. You could make a neder. You could say, I want to give my evaluation, or somebody else's evaluation. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. We'll see what the chiddush in that is. It's poshut. Why not? Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Noshim avodim tumtum vandragonus. Now, when you're dealing with tumtum and androgynous, then we have a slight problem because they don't fit in the parish of Erechin because it's not a zohar, it's not in a cave. So they could be noider. Noidrim venidorim, they could both be mechayiv themselves to give an evaluation. Or somebody else could be mechayev to give their evaluation. Umarichin, or they could be mechayev themselves to give somebody else's erech. Avaloi nerochim. Because they don't fit in the category of either zohar or nekev. Sheni nerech ala zohar vada yu nekev vada. Okay. Cheresh, shoite v'koton. They can be used as an object of a neder, but they can't be noider. nidorim v'nerochim avoloi noidrim v'loi marichim. Shem v'yam das. They can be used as a subject of nidorim and erochim, but you can't be marich them. They can't be marich because they have no das. They can't be machayev themselves. Okay. So one of the categories in the Mishnah is avodim, slaves. Now this the Mishnah seems to say, because the Mishnah broke up into two categories. One category that can both do erechin and receive erechin, and one category that can only be the recipient of the erechin, but they can't make it. Avodim belonged to the category A of our Mishnah. Avodim was Hakol Marichim v'Nerochim Noidrim v'Nidorim Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Noshim v'Avodim. So Avodim can make erechin and receive erechin. That's our Mishnah. Seems to be black and white. The Sfasemes in his Chidushim points out here that there's a contradiction in the Rambam. When the Rambam brings down the halach of our Mishnah, which obviously he paskins it, he says that an Eved can only be Nerach. He can't be Marach. And this is also based on there's a Rashi like that as well. But this is the Lashon of the Rambam. Shoha Eved Nerach v'Oirech Kishar Yisrael. Now, comes the Rambam in Perek Beis in Hilchos Nezirus. Eved eino yochol laharech. Says the Rambam, this is in Perek Beis in Hilchos Nezirus, halacha yudches. An Eved cannot be marech himself because mipnei she'ein nafshei knuyelo. Because he doesn't own himself. He doesn't own himself, so he can't be marech himself. This is the Lashon HaRambam that we see here. And a nether won't be chal upon him. So the Rambam is difficult for several reasons. First of all, Eved can make a nether. He doesn't have money. Okay. So one day he'll have money. He'll be free. He'll have money. There's two issues. There's a payment plan that he needs. As an Eved, he's very limited in his ability to pay, like the Mishnah says in Bava Kama, that Eved v'koton p'giyoson roa, because an Eved is mazik you, you're going to have a hard time collecting. He doesn't have money. Okay? But we don't find that an Eved can't become obligated. He just can't pay. So stamazay, the Rambam is shver and svor. Of course he could be kind of mak. The only reason why he can't be kind of, he could be kind of, he's kind of, his master gets it. He could be kind of, then his master gets it from him because kol mashe kon eved, kon rabbi. An eved himself has all the obligations technically, like any woman, any Jew. Nervos, he doesn't have a pocket. He doesn't have a kiss. He doesn't have money because anything that he's kind of goes to his odin. But the eved himself is fully obligated like any Jew. So if that's the case, why shouldn't he be able to make an erechin? And you're telling me he can't pay? Fine, so say he pays when he gets freed. Just like we find many times in Shas, nishtacher eved. If the eved borrows money, what do? The eved comes to you, borrows $100,000. What do? You're stuck. When the eved gets freed, you take him to the entire. Till he's freed, you can't take him to the entire. There's no kiss, there's no pocket, there's nobody to collect from. So if the Eved makes an Erechin, if an Isha makes Erechin, I mean, let's go a step back. If an Isha makes Erechin, what's the halach? She's in a very similar predicament as an Eved. She doesn't have a pocket. I'm not talking about today. Today the women have the Ikka pocket. I'm talking about the time of Chazal, the women didn't have a pocket, they didn't have a kiss. Right? Today it's a whole different system. Today, Bechlal, you have to reanalyze the whole halacha, because now that families live on two incomes, it's not so poshut. You have to be derish v'choker whether a woman doesn't have a kiss. In other words, we know a woman could say, "Eni nizor nizani yos." A woman has a right to say, "You know what? You're not making money. You're making $20,000. I'm making $300,000. So what's I should give you my money because you support me? I'll support you. I'm supporting you." So such a halacha, a woman could say "Eni nizor nizani yos." So the Eila Shmuel says that a woman doesn't even have to say "Eni nizor nizani yos." If the facts are that the woman is the Iker Mefarnes, she doesn't even have to say that. It's self-understood. The facts on the ground, "Eni nizor nizani yos" pshat is if the husband is taka the breadwinner. He's taka bringing in the money. Then the woman has to say, "You know what, "Eni nizor nizani yos." I don't want to take money from him and I don't want to give him my money. But if the husband's b'chlal not making money, she's the main person bringing in the money. It's mamela, it's any nizayin, it's any yos. So mamela, she doesn't have to say it. So you have to know today how the system works. But anyway, akoponim, if an isha makes an erech, what do we say? We say, you know what? She owes the money. She owes the money. She doesn't have any. So she'll pay when she has money. Chas v'sholom, the husband dies, she gets divorced, whatever. She gets, somebody gives her money, amanashem l'bay l'chushuzba. Somebody gives her money, according to one tana, you could give money to an isha, amanash that your husband doesn't have a right to the money. She'll figure out a way how to pay. So an eved should be the same thing. An eved, so number one, the Rambam itself, if there was no Mishnah, nothing, the Rambam himself is difficult to understand. What does the Rambam mean when he says, "Ein nafshei knuyoloi"? That's the lashon of Rambam. She ein nafshei knuyoloi v'lo yochul olav neder. What does that mean? Stop it. Aleph beis. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that the Rambam seems to contradict our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Hakol ma'arichim v'nerochim noidrim v'nidorim kohanim levim yisraelim noshim v'avodim." It says clear, Eved. How could, and it says Marichim v'Nerochim, both ways. So it doesn't fit with our Mishnah either. That's the second problem. The third problem is he contradicts his own opinion. Because in the beginning of Vilchus Erechin, that's the Sfas Emes is Kasha. The beginning of Vilchus Erechin, he doesn't make any point of it. He says, She'eved Nerach u'Marich. The Rambam says black and white, that the Eved is Nerach u'Marich. So the Sfas Emes comes here in our Suya. And the Sfas Emes says a tremendous chiddush. He says it's a mistake. Mistake in the printing. No, not the Mishnah. The Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Nazir is a mistake. It's a tall safe. That's a lot, you know. Sometimes you switch a letter in the Rambam. Take a letter out. Here the Rambam gave a whole Mishabech. If he would have said Nerach Marach, you know, you put a nun, take an ayin, the Rambam kept the ganze shtickel teir. The Rambam says, you know why? She'eved in a yochel harach minei she'ei nafshei kluyel oev lo yochel olav neder. You're basically taking a ganze shtickel Rambam and throwing it out. It's not so poshut to do such a thing. Besides for the fact that in Meseches Nozir and Daf Samach Beis, over there also we have a lashon of Rashi, and Rashi says that if the Eved makes an Erechin, you don't have to be made for the Neder. The master doesn't have to be involved in trying to get rid of the Neder. And Rashi says, the same for the Rambam. The Erech ain loy, she ain gufay koni loy. So we have to explain Rashi anyway. Although there's a controversy, who Rashi and Nozir is, if it's Taka Rashi, if it's not Rashi. I always tell the Talmidim, in the Dorm is the same Achlekes. You know, they say about the Chofetz Chaim, all the stories of Chofetz Chaim. Are they true? Are they not true? The bottom line is, Mezuktas of the Chofetz Chaim. They're not walking around saying that we do these things, right? There's a reason why they say the Chofetz Chaim did it. Look, somebody who makes it to the side of the Gemara, a Rishon, one of the Rishonim, who makes it to the side of the Gemara, makes it to Rashi's place on the Mizrachvant, is choshev enough that we should try to know what he's saying, no matter who it is. So to me, the precise identity of the Mefarish and the Dorm and Nozir, I still learn it like I learn any Rishon. Fact is, he got a good seat. He was a rish and they got a mizrachvant. So we. So over there, that Rashi over there in Nozir, he says the same shtickle Torah as the Rambam. He says that if an Eved is Marech, you don't even have to be made for it. Because who is he to be Marech? So Rashi uses the same lotion. She'ein, the Eved, She'ein Gufo Ekonilo. That's on Daf Samach Beis, in Mesechus Nozir. Over there, the Meiri in Nozir brings down this difficult Rambam. That the Sfasemis brings down. He says, what's going on that the Rambam says in Hilchos Nozir that an Eved cannot be Marech? And he says, the Meiri says that it's a contradiction in the Rambam. So you see that the Meiri wasn't ready to throw out the Rambam. Oh, the Rambam in Nozir is a mistake. First of all, Rashi says the same thing. There must be words here. So, the reason why I'm oiman on this Rambam is because I think it's going to give us clarity to understand the whole inyan of Erechim, which is going to be, we're going to have so many difficult sugyas that connect to this one idea of to identify what is Erech. What is Erech? So, there's a sugya in Mesechus Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun. So Naftali, could you get a Mesechus Avodah Zarah? In Mesechus Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun, the Gemara brings down that you're not allowed to do kinyonim on Shabbos. I'll do a kinyon on Shabbos. And in the list of things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make chomemka, a makdishin, ve marichin. Can't be makdish on Shabbos, it can't be marach on Shabbos. So the Ran over there, shkeh, the Ran over there in Mesechus Shabbos, the Ran asks, he says, I don't understand. The Gemara says, poiskin stalker be Shabbos. You're allowed to be poiskin stalker on Shabbos. So you're allowed to make an appeal on Shabbos. You're allowed to obligate yourself on Shabbos to give stalker. So the Ran asks, what's the difference if you're being makdish or you're being marach? Or you're giving stalker, it's all the same thing. You're obligating yourself to give something. That's the Ran's question. So the Ran brings down that Rabbeinu Chananel answered this question by saying that there's a difference between stalker and kedusha. Stalker is, there's no specific item. If I say, okay, I'm going to give $1,000 to this stalker, yeah, there's no specific item that I'm giving. So that's not like mekach umemka. That's not a transaction. Stop, I'm obligating myself to give tzedakah. That's not called a transaction. Whereas by hektish, the guy is saying, listen, I'm giving this to hektish. I'm here l'gavoyek and mesil le'edit. If you makdish an animal, whatever you makdish, that is a transaction. The statement is a transaction. And that's why it's a problem to do it on Shabbos. That's what the Ran says from Rabbeinu Chananel in Mesechus Shabbos. Yes, so according to, first of all, there's no such thing as being makdash $1,000. You could say, I lay a lie, they give $1,000. You can't be makdash $1,000 unless you go to money and you say, this money should be hektish. Then you're doing the same thing. You're transferring the ownership of this money to hektish. So that's the... I will, it's beautiful, you just said it. You're katana today. All this far, he said this morning, he already said as far before Shachris. The obligation is not a problem. That's the whole point of Rabbeinu Chananel. I can obligate myself on Shabbos. I can't make a transaction on Shabbos. I can't activate on Shabbos. So when I say I'm going to give $1,000, okay, so I have to give $1,000. That's not a transaction. Transaction means this object is changing ownership. That doesn't happen when you say, I want to give $1,000. When I say, this Gemara belongs to Hekdish, it's a problem. I once objected to a Misha Berech that was made when I was a Bar Mitzvah Bacher. I wanted to be a little bit of a whatever, a knacker. Believe it or not. I was davening in the old Muncie, it was the Lakewood Minyan, and somebody got a Misha Berech. And actually they brought in an ambulance. From Eretz Yisrael, they brought in an ambulance. It's actually the ambulance was from here. They were giving it to Hatzolah. So the guy got a mishaberech. So the gabbai was being cute. You know, the dedication was going to be that Sunday. The following, that Sunday, the guy got an aliyah. So it was a fancy mishaberech. They said, bavo sheyitein, ambulance la'atzola. I said, hey, not allowed to do on Shabbos. You know, it was a good shtick. But, because that's a chefetz yedua. The whole point of the Ran. Because if you have a dining room set that you plan to get rid of, you go to the Rav, you say, you know what? I am hereby giving it to the shul. Amir Lagavoy, you can't change your mind then. Amir Lagavoy, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because that's a chefetz yedua. That's an object. You can't do that. You can't donate a car on Shabbos. You can't say on Shabbos, you know what? I'm going to give you a car. You can't do that on Shabbos. What? Of course it's chal. So whatever you did on Shabbos, it's done. It's trying to get out of it. Anyway. What? Kadeshim is not a chefetz you do it. I hope anyway the child is not here already. He'll get my kiddush. That's nothing. That's not a problem. It's more than that. If a person says, you know what, I will give an ambulance to Hatzala, that also wouldn't be a problem. My issue was, if the ambulance is here, it's already painted Hatzala, and you say, I'm going to give the ambulance to Hatzala, well, then it's more of a problem. If that's your intent, that's the object that I'm giving, then it's a problem. So that's the halacha. So Lamaisa, the Ran says, I have one kasha on this Rabbeinu Chanan. It's a beautiful pshat, because it explains all the sugyas, why you're allowed to give tzedakah, you're allowed to mechayev yourself. The main time of being mechayev tzedakah used to be on Shabbos, it still is. It's a time when everybody's around. So he says, the Ran says, I have a kasha. Erechin, you're not giving any kind of object, you're giving value. And the halacha is, ein marichin b'Shabbos. So if Rabbeinu Chananel is right, so why can't you do Erechin on Shabbos? That is the kasha of the Ran. And the truth is, it's a bomb kasha. That's his kasha on Rabbeinu Chananel. How could Rabbeinu Chananel say that the whole problem is that there's an object? It's not true. Here you have Erechin, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not giving an object, you're only giving a set amount of money. That's what we have to analyze. That's why I said we have to analyze what's Erechin. What is Erech? The Shilta Giborim comes in Meseches Avodah Zarah, and he brings down this Ran. The Ran, the solution, and the problem that the Ran has to the solution. And the Shilta Giborim says, I have an answer. Shilta Giborim says as follows. Meseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel. There's a fascinating idea here. Umashe hiksha haran. By the way, in the Daf or the Rif, where the Shulta Giborim is, it's Daf Galit. It's on the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel. Umashe hiksha haran al Rabbeinu Chananel. The cost of the noichin loy divrei Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is not good because the akati iko erki alai sheni makdish kli yadua. Afilu ochi aminu dein marichin. Says the Shulta Giborim, Einoi nirali. Shelly you mechamed the Shulta Giborim. The Yeshloima, the gam ho'oimer erki alai. Listen to this. Makdish shaper kli yadua. Says the Shulta Giborim, when you say erki alai, you're actually being makdish a specific object. Namely, yourself. Listen to the losh. The Ainu Gufoi V'atzmoi. You're being makdish yourself. Shehu makdisha. Elo. Shepoideyu achakach miyada hektish bidmei erkei. Fascinating Shulta Giborim. Unbelievable. You're giving over yourself to hektish. You're giving yourself over to hektish. And the act of erichin is redemption. You're redeeming yourself back from hektish. There are so many rayas, which, by the way, indirectly, the Chazon Ish in the Sefer on Kodshim, at the beginning of our Masechta, says a very similar idea. He says that when somebody says Erki Alai, he's not obligating himself in any amount of money. He says he's making himself like a nazir. Like when somebody makes himself into a nazir. There's a famous Avne Meluim, Ktsais. He says that when somebody makes himself into a nazir, he's not asering wine and taklachas and tumen. He's making himself into a nazir. He's saying, I should have Kedusha's nazir. And then the Torah comes and says, oh, nazir, can't do this. It's like a kohen gadol. You became a nazir. Okay, a nazir has different halachas. A nazir is not allowed to drink wine. It's like another, it's like you converted. It's a conversion. So just like if a goy converts to a yid, he goes from being a sheva mitzvah to being a taryag mitzvah. So a guy becomes a nazir, he converts to Kedusha's nazir, and now there's added halachas on a nazir. That's what Avni Malum explains it. Which, by the way, this Avni Malum is a Beferish Rosh. Because the Rosh in the Dorim says that the reason why the Mishnah puts Nazirus together with Shvua is because Nazirus and Shvua are the same. Shvua is on the person. And he says Nazirus is also on the person because you're making yourself into another. In other words, I'm not saying I hereby am not going to drink wine. That's not what you're saying. You're saying I am a Nazir. Now you became a Nazir. Now the halachas. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. That's all nevea from the fact that you're a Nazir. Chazon Ish makes an analogy from a Nazir to Erechim. When you say Erechim Eli, you're accepting this. It's not quite as extreme as the Shilta Gibar. Shilta Gibar is telling us an unbelievable chiddush, saying you're actually giving yourself up. There are a lot of kashas on this, but it definitely paves the way to understand everything in this Masechta. Oh, that's the problem. The problem on the Shilta Gibarim is Erechim doesn't just work. He very, you know, in an edel way, he only talks about Erki. See, he stays away from the problem. He says, Hoimer Erki Olai. He doesn't touch the other one. He stays out of the fire. But your kasha is a good kasha. If I say Erki Olai, so who am I to be Makdish Yenner? That doesn't make sense. So there happens to be a fascinating Rabbi Yosef Engel that it directly addresses your kasha. And he says it's not a kasha. He says that really every Jew could be makdish anything in the world. As far as that David that you said when we were finishing off Temurah, like I said, the whole world belongs to it. Everything has an inherent lean to Shamayim. Nervos, I can make a neder that negatively impacts you. Be'etzem, I'd be able to go be makdish your behemah. Because you know why? The whole reason why I could be makdish your behemah with just saying it, because really it belongs to Shamayim. So really, I should be able to go over to your behemah. The Teretz says, I ain't adam oiser dover shein ishaloi. I can't go and make you not be able to use your behemah. I can't do that. By me going to your behemah, be makdish your behemah, I'm making your behemah not usable to you. I can't do that. Okay. But, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, if I'm going to make be makdish something that has something, something else, that has no ramification to them, only has a ramification to me, I could do it. So if the halacha would be, when you say Erki Olai, you're frozen, you're not allowed to do anything till you do pidyon, then somebody else has no right to mix into your life. One morning you wake up with a sign on your door, you're a nerach. Stay in bed today. You're a nerach. That person can't do that to you. But the ramifications of Erechim are only that it requires pidyon. No, so somebody else could do it to you too. They're going to have the ramifications. So they could be makdish. So in other words, the normal reason why I can't be makdish somebody else's thing is because I'm negatively impacting them. Not negatively impacting them. We discussed this in Temura, when the Gemara had a discussion whether you need permission to do Temura on your friend's behemoth. Now over there is a negative impact because it's an Avera, using your behemoth for an Avera, but really it's the same idea. It's the same idea. So that's the Yosef Engel, but this is what he says. Now what I want to suggest is that Rabbi Yosef Engel is really a tremendous chiddush. Unquestionably. A tremendous chiddush. I have a pasha to pshat in the Shilta Gibarim, which I think is what he means. You're not allowed to do on Shabbos something that resembles a transaction. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Period. So, what's saying I'm going to give stalker doesn't resemble a transaction. Why doesn't giving stalker resemble a transaction? Because when I say I'm going to give $1,000 to stalker, it doesn't resemble something leaving a domain. That's not, it doesn't leave anywhere. So there's no problem, you could do it all against Shabbos. It could be give stalker against Shabbos. Erichin is not that way. Because, true, if you marich somebody else, it's nothing more than just giving stalker. But if you marich yourself, then it's something more. Then you're being makdash yourself. And actually, the Rambam brings two psukim. One pasuk is that there's erich and you could be marich yourself. And there's another pasuk you could be marich somebody else. So it could very well be that when you marich yourself, then actually you're being makdash yourself. And therefore, since Erichin has within the framework of Erichin a transaction, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos even if you're doing somebody else. Because it already looks like Mekach Umemka. I'm only allowed to do something on Shabbos that doesn't have a hint of Mekach Umemka. This does have a hint of Mekach Umemka. Because if you're doing it to yourself, you're being makdish yourself. That's already enough to create a Shabbos problem. Ah, you're telling me, yeah, but there's a type of Erichin. Okay. See, either you learn like a Beisav Engel, which holds that you can even... But what I want to tell you is like this. Now right away we understand Avodim. The Rambam had a major problem. The Rambam's problem was, I understand if Erichin is an obligation, you're getting up and you're saying, I am obligating myself to give that person's value, or my value, my Erich value. I understand that it should work by an Eved. But if Erki Alai means you're being makdish yourself, who are you to be makdish yourself? You belong to somebody else. That was the Rambam's problem. Exactly, just like I'm telling you now that by Erki Alai it's different. Our pshat was that Enochanami, the Shilta Gibarim is only talking about when it's Erki. When you say Erki, then it's only a value. We had two pshat, and one was a Beis of Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel is talking learning, it always works the same way. And I'm saying there's a more poshut way to learn. When you say Erki Alai, then it's talking you. When it's somebody else, it's only the value. So if that's the way you learn, so then the Rambam had a problem. That's poshut pshat in Rashi. Rashi in Nozim, that says that it can't be that an Eved could make Erichin, says, ain't, that's why he uses the Lashon, ain't nafshei knuya. Who are you to be makta? You don't own yourself. You don't own yourself at all. So you can't do it. Oh, but we have a Mishnah. Can't argue with a Mishnah. You could have the best svara in the world. If you argue with a Mishnah, you're apikoyos. So you're a smart apikoyos. Apikoyos. So therefore, Rashi chap, the poshet chap. It depends. If the Eved is being marach himself, doesn't work. Because A, nafshei knuyla. If he's being marach somebody else, then it does work. So now it's poshut. The Mishnah here says Eved could be marach, he could. Except not himself. He could be marach, he could be nerach. But he can't be marach himself, he can't say erki. That's pshat in our Mishnah. The Rambam, and it's so meduyik, the Rambam in Hilchos Neziris, we're over there, we're discussing where you want to make a chalois on yourself. Says the Rambam, just like a Eved, can't make himself into a Nozio, because his body doesn't belong to him. He can't make himself into an Erich, because his body doesn't belong to him. It's the same idea. And it's not even found in Hilchos Erichin. The Rambam Davka brings it over there in Hilchos Neziris, because it's the same concept. Just like a Nozir, an Eved, he wakes up one morning, he says, Hareini Nozir. The master says, who are you to say Hareini Nozir? I can make you into Nozir. Who are you to make yourself into Nozir? So the same thing. He wakes up one morning, the guy says, Erki Alai. The master says, what are you to do? You don't own yourself, Bechla. Say Erki Alai. You can't be Makdash yourself. So that simply would explain the contradiction in the Rambam. This would also explain why throughout the Masechta, we find analogies between Pidyon, Shal Yor Lashon, Pidyon, and Erichin, L'moshe. The Gemara has a discussion on Daf Yudalit, whether you have to add a Chumash to Erichin. The halacha is you don't have to add a chaymish. What do you mean chaymish? Who's talking about chaymish? Why would you have to give a chaymish? By a nether, you have to give a chaymish. If I say I'm going to give tzedak $100, you have to give $120? Of course not. Why would I have to give $120 for? Teretz is because it's a pidyon. It's a redemption. In redemption, you have to add a chaymish. So I think you have to add a chaymish. That explains that. There's a peladik in Gemara, peladik, in Meseches Yumen. Shagas Aliyah is aiming on the Gemara. It's a peladik in Gemara. The Gemara there discusses if somebody goes, and he's marich bizman hazeh. He does erech in bizman hazeh. What's the halacha? So the Gemara says over there, erechin is one of the things like your makdish bizman hazeh. The halacha is yirkav. If you go to an animal, you make it hektish, it has to rot. Can't use the animal, you made it hektish. So if you went over to a cow, you said, I raise it, shlomim, you're stuck. The animal has to rot. Can't have an oil from it, you can't. So the Gemara over there seems to say that the erechin rots. The erechin has to rot. You have to take the money, set it aside, and let it rot. Sachi over the girl said it. What do you mean? Frek the shagas haye, what in the world are you doing? You're not giving it to Hekdesh anyway, which you're supposed to do. So why are you letting money rot? Tachbal tashchis. Why let money rot? Throw it into the stimulus package. Stop rot. What are you doing? But now that we have the Shilta Gibarim's understanding, it's very simple. You need to redeem. Erechin requires a redemption process. Redeeming and giving is two different things. You have to give also. That you can't do. There's no Beis HaMikdash. You can't give, but you could redeem. L'moshel. What's the halacha if you have a bechor that's a suffolk bechor? Right? A bechor odom that has a suffolk whether he has a chiyuv to redeem himself. The halacha is he has to set aside 5 sloyim, make a redemption, and he can keep the money. The kohen can't take it from him because amoytzi mechavel avraya. Keeps the money. So what are you doing? There's a mitzvah pidyon. There's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah pidyon. I have to do the redeeming. And then there's a mitzvah to give the money over. The money, I could say, I'm moitzim chaver l'varaya. On the giving part, I could say, I'm moitzim chaver l'varaya. On the other hand, I have to redeem. The same thing by erechin. The mitzvah, you have to redeem it. You have to redeem the erech. You have to be poi to the erech. And then, that really, if we take this approach, we'll see countless sugyas. We're going to go through the inyan from Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. The Gemara says, Havamin HaKohen, he already has Kedusha. Just like he's potter from Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara says, you would think he's also potter from Erechin. What's that have to do with anything? That's just because it's going Makdash yourself. We understand. He already has Kedusha. It's like Enes HaChalalisa type of thing. It makes sense. But that's, I think, so really that's the way we're approaching this Masechta. We're approaching the Masechta is that Erechin is it's totally different than Nedarim. Nedarim is a monetary obligation. I say I'm going to give this person's value to Hekdesh. I am not doing any form of Hakdosha. I am obligating myself to give a value to Hekdesh. That's all it is. To give $100, $200, $500, that's all it is. There's nothing objective happening. Masha'en came, the Erechin, there is a activation. When you say Erech Yalai for sure, according to simple way, you become Kodesh. And even when you say the other person's Erech, it's also either you're being Makdashim like Rabbi Yosef Engel, or at least the Torah obligates you to redeem that Erech from that person. Even if you learn it's not quite that the person is being given over to Hekdesh, but at the very least, the Torah is putting upon you an obligation to redeem an Erech that you placed on that person. That you have a chiyuv now to redeem it. Just like a father, let's say, a father has to redeem his firstborn son, yeah? Is the son kadosh? Most hold not. Most hold not. I mean, the son is not also begizu v'avoid, right? The son is not, You could have Anoah from the sun. He's not Kodesh. The Orach HaShulchan uses a Lashon. He's like Kodesh. Pasha, there's a mitzvah to redeem. There's a Kedusha here. There's a mitzvah to redeem. So what I'm saying is, Erechin is a redemption parasha. It's you, either you're being makdish completely the object, where it's yourself, you're being makdish yourself. Where it's somebody else, we have two approaches out to learn, whether you're being makdish them, like Rabbi Yosef Engel, extreme version, or at the very least, you're placing upon them a shibut lehekdish, that you now, you, have a chiyuv to redeem that shibut lehekdish. But the erechin is a redemption. Something becomes activated when you say erke alai, or erke alai, and now you have a chiyuv to remove that erech. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, next week, we'll be doing the whole first omud, so the Eilim should go through. This will be familiar to some of you from Temura, but we'll be going until the Hakol Chayovim B'Sukkah, the top of Omud Beis. And if you can go through here, the Rishonim. And the truth is, just look at the Rambams at these halachas. That will be the Maamar Kamis for this week, just to go through the Rambams on this page, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah on these halachas.